Hello and welcome to a test drive. The test part is that I'm going to test whether I can drive out of my house at 1 degree, it says. No, it's gone down to 0.5 temperature. I'm driving through snow, and I'm driving through light snow, and I'm going to try to go from my house on a hill, top of a hill or near top of a hill in Glenmire in Cork, to right down to a shop, buy something and get back to the house. Safely. So this is not to be taken for granted, but I'll be keeping in touch with you as I do the journey. Now the first thing to be negotiated is how to get out of this estate down a hill. And this looks pretty tricky here, but there's no sign of any grit or anything, and it looks as if when it freezes later it'll be glass. So I then turn left and I head down Church Hill. Now Church Hill's a kind of fairly big thoroughfare. It's got a load of grit on it. Looks like a lot of melted snow and stuff. Brown, slushy stuff, so that looks safe enough. But I know from coming up this hill earlier today that if you got into a place that wasn't hit by the sun, you could easily be sliding. So down the hill, the early part of going down the hill is easy, but it gets steeper and steeper. So I'll break off now, and if you hear a crash in a minute, well, you won't hear a crash because I will have turned the phone off before I crashed. The reason for this stupidity, in other words, going down a steep hill at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or nearly 4 o'clock in the afternoon, in order to see whether I can get safely down to the bottom, is that we have some friends coming for dinner tonight, and I don't know whether to tell them not to come or not. So this is really the only... You have to put yourself in the position of the other person and experience what they might experience, even though this is about 3 hours before they're due to arrive. But it's a one in four hill, and or that's made up, by the way, before you rush to correct me. There are bits of grit on the ground, and I seem to have got down to the bottom without any trouble. Oh, there's one of my neighbours with a dog that I must say hello. Hey, are you going to walk? Are you... Right, that was a friendly greeting from a dog and a person attached to a dog. That dog is very fierce. So I now come to a traffic light, and I can go either right or left, or I could, if the road was really skatey, I could slide straight into the house across the road, and there would be nothing to stop me. They even have a car opening the gate. I'm turning left now. Will we slide? No, it's held firm. Right, we're now on the straight and narrow, and we can go zipping past Monkey Maze on the way to Glenmire Centre. I'll be back to you when it gets more exciting. Okay, I've reached my destination, or almost. I've turned right into the super commercial centre of Glenmire, where all the retail operations are in progress. I see the pet store, I see Shirley's Beauty Clinic, but that looks shut. I see the post office, that looks open or shut, I can't see actually, that looks open. The Super Pack looks open. I'll try turning in here. No, I daren't do that. I better go up into the Super Value car park in place. In fact, I'll go into the basement, that might be safer. You never know, there might... We're going. Oh no, the wheels are catching. It's okay. Safely into a car park. That's it. No more of interest here. At that point, the iPhone battery died, so I had no way of recording what it was actually like on the way back. But this is just to let you know that I got back safely. I went all the way around the long way, came back up past the Silver Springs Hotel, and found my way back home without mishap. So that's it, one little journey, one experiment in reporting a traffic journey. Have a great day. Bye. The wings.